This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hey guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So week after week, we are hearing that more and more kids are questioning their gender. And some countries are reporting an explosion in requests for referrals or requests for gender reassignment. And I was in Israel. And Israel, very fascinatingly, because Israel is very fascinating. They have a lot of support for Pride. It's Pride Month, and happy Pride Month for all our friends and relatives who are celebrating. And there were rainbow flags everywhere in Tel Aviv. It was beautiful, huge parades, huge advocacy for LGBTQ rights. But there were other areas that were more religious that you didn't see as much enthusiasm for it. But a question that I was given being American was, why are these kids so confused about if they're a boy or girl? Even though in Israel they're very, very progressive and very pro-LGBTQ rights, some Israelis were a little confused by we Americans and why so many kids are struggling to figure out if they're a boy or girl. And one Israeli asked, are we asking kids straight out to choose? Is now in school part of the curriculum where you have to decide if you're boy or girl and where you go from there. Now, I don't think that's happening in all schools, but it's been suggested that in some schools, kids feel like they have to make that determination, either at 8 years old, at 7 years old, or they have to at some point in their life decide if they're going to stick with their biological sex or not. Now, when I hear that there's an explosion of young girls that do not want to be a girl, I told you, when I was growing up, once my sister and mom gave me the lowdown on what I would be dealing with, the average girl being told that they're going to have a period, bleed every month, or they're going to have boobies, and those boobies could interfere with their athletic ability, the average girl is probably going to say, oh, hell no. And it's interesting, because when I was growing up, I wanted to be a boy. Not because I wanted to be a boy, because I was transgender. It scared me to think I was going to have periods and cramps. It scared me to think that I was going to have a baby. And I was going to have to go through childbirth. And I was going to have to breastfeed. If you ask the average young girl if she's okay with what is set up for her future, she's probably going to freak out. If you ask the average adolescent girl who thinks, you know what, I could get raped. I could get, you know, I think the average person would say, you know what, let me pass. If I have a choice, let me just go over here. It might be safer. I could hang out with the guys. I could do what the guys do. Maybe I'll be less at risk for rape. I won't have to go through childbirth. I won't have to have a period. And so my concern is I think if you ask the average person and say you don't have to be who you are, the average person will probably say, oh, hell yeah. Same thing with boys getting, getting bullied. And, you know, the average locker room, the average lunchtime, the average recess could be brutal for a boy. If you ask a young boy, would you like to hang out with the girls so you don't get beat up on and you don't get bullied? They'll probably say yes. And so are we asking kids to make a decision when their frame of reference is based on not what we think it is? And then you wonder, would anybody want to be a woman? I mean, childbirth was scary. It was painful. Now, I'm glad I did it. I wanted to have babies. I love my husband. I love my life. I love that I'm a woman. But as a young girl, that scared the hell out of me. And so if we are in school saying, hey, guys, you all get to choose. And if you don't want to be a girl, you don't have to be. If you don't want to be a boy, you don't have to be. I don't know if the average person is going to want to remain who they are based on how young they are and their lens of looking at in the future. And so when people say, I don't understand why there's such a high rate of transgenderism, it might not be pure transgenderism. It might be fear of the sex that they were born as and how they're going to have to live with that. Now, I'm telling you right now, the average young girl does not want to have a period. The average young girl does not want to go through childbirth. The average boy does not want to be beat up on by other boys. The average boy who struggles in sports would love to look better in sports. And so I wouldn't be surprised if we are going to see the number of individuals questioning their gender explode even more. Because just the average 7 or 8 year old or 5 year old or 14 year old may be thinking, oh, hell no, I don't want this. When I got my first period and I got the cramps, every month I was mad that I was a woman. And when my family members would say, but this is good, that means hopefully you'll later be able to have babies and get pregnant. Do you think that made the cramps any better? It's miserable. And so my fear is the average person is not going to want to be the sex they are. Grass always looks greener on the other side of the fence. And those who are truly transgender, who really need the help and support, won't get it. If the average kid is like, oh, please, no periods for me, no boobies, no, I don't want jock itch. I don't want to have to be the last one off the boat if it's the Titanic. If the average person is saying, I don't want to be the sex I am, reassign me, then the true transgenders are going to be in the back of the line. And so I think we need to be a little bit more methodical and realize that we might be misdiagnosing somebody transgender for somebody kind of fearful of some of the things they're going to have to face as an adult. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so reporters come out saying many Americans are not really too hip on the idea of getting a COVID booster. And a new study from the CDC says adults who aren't current on their COVID-19 vaccine booster doses may have relatively little remaining protection against hospitalization compared to those who haven't been vaccinated at all. The study looked at multiple states and examined more than 85,000 hospitalizations of people with, quote, COVID-like illness. Dr. Shauna Johnson, a physical medicine and rehab physician in Scottsdale, Arizona, was not involved in the study, but reviewed the findings and said the good news is that the bivalent mRNA vaccine protects against the most severe COVID-19 outcomes, including hospitalization and critical disease. The not-so-good news, the durability and duration of protection was not great. For adults, the vaccine effectiveness dropped from 62% at 2 months after vaccination to 24% at 4 to 6 months for protection against COVID-19 hospitalization. Durability was better for preventing critical COVID-19 disease at 50% at 4 or 6 months after vaccination. So basically what they're saying is after a couple months, 2 months after vaccination, you probably had your highest amount of immunity. It dropped by 4 to 6 months, but at least half still provided some decent protection against hospitalization at the 4 to 6 month mark after vaccine of the booster. They said the vaccine was found to be effective for longer periods in people without immunocompromising conditions. That makes sense. And they say these data support updated recommendations allowing additional optional bivalent COVID-19 vaccine doses for certain high-risk population. So what they're saying is, look, if there is an immunocompromised person and they want to get COVID vaccinations a little bit more often, we might need to consider it. Now, only 20% of U.S. adults are getting their boosters. Despite the CDC's September 2022 recommendation that all vaccinated people 12 and older should get a booster dose, the majority of Americans are not getting it. As of May 10, 2023, only 20.5% of U.S. adults have received the new bivalent booster. I'm one of them. I was miserable for about a month. I don't know if I'm going to get it again, but I didn't get COVID this last season, so I'm mixed. They said of that 1 in 5 U.S. adults, or 20.5%, most of the group got their last vaccine dose over a year ago. They say uptake has been quite low, according to Dr. Mark Siegel, and this is being reported by Fox News. Says it makes complete sense for adults, especially those in high-risk groups, including the elderly and those with chronic disease, to have a bivalent shot if they haven't already had one. So we still do have COVID. I've had patients, when I got back from vacation, I saw some patients yesterday, and there was a good number of them with COVID symptoms, some of them positive for COVID. And the XBB subvariants are still predominating. They said we have a lot more population immunity than China does. We have prior infection, we have vaccination, but we still do have COVID here. And some people are still getting COVID. Many of those cases seem milder, but keep in mind, my patient population is over the phone. It's a telemedicine company they call. I'm not necessarily in the hospitals. The problem I'm seeing is these at-home COVID tests are not picking it up. So patients are calling. One patient called, said they had the flu. Now, flu season is usually November 1 to May 1, maybe May 30th. But usually by May 1, we're pretty much out of the flu season. And they said, well, I have flu. She had a low-grade fever. She had, I go, it's probably COVID. But her at-home COVID test was negative. Of course, these at-home COVID tests stink, if you ask me. So when people ask, should I go and get a booster, I'm mixed. If you get COVID, that boosts you. So if you've had COVID in the last few months, that in a way will boost your immunity. On the flip side, I don't want you getting COVID. I don't trust the flipping virus. I don't want it in your body. I don't understand why some things I have never gone back to normal. I don't understand why people lose their sense of taste or smell. I think it's because the virus hides out in the brain. I don't want a virus to be in the brain. I don't trust viruses, especially don't trust this sucker. But I also don't like the idea that we have to get a shot every few months. Every few months we need to get another booster. And the problem is every time I get another shot, I feel worse. So I had my two primary series, and then I waited for my booster so I could get the bivalent. When the bivalent came out, which is the one that protected also against not only the wild type but the Omicron variants, I was sick for about a month. I'm very nervous about what's going to happen the fourth shot. And so I don't know what I'm going to do. But I love the fact that I didn't get COVID this last season. So my opinion is I do think they protect, but I do think that some of us have side effects to the vaccine. And you and your provider need to decide which is more important. So this study did not look at previous COVID-19 infection or natural immunity. And that's the question people ask. Which is stronger, your natural immunity or the vaccine? Now, we were told for years the vaccine is stronger than natural immunity. Now, a lot of the studies have shown the combo of each is the best. Natural immunity, though, I can't say is lifelong. Those of us that have got COVID, we got COVID again anyway. Why is that? Well, the virus may be similar to a flu, where you could have the flu but still get it the next year. It's not like once you have the chicken pox, you're done with chicken pox. Now, you can still get shingles where it comes out. But we can't necessarily say that you're in the clear once you have it. Natural immunity confers a benefit, but not long-term. Now, does it confer a type of long-term benefit where you won't be hospitalized? Maybe. We are having fewer COVID hospitalizations. But the one thing that really bothers me, and I wish I could say, guys, you know, don't worry about the vaccines. I don't want to say that because I still don't know what's being planned on the China front. I still don't know what other leaks could be happening out of labs. I also don't know what this virus is doing from a mutation standpoint. I have never seen a virus like this in my years of training and my years of practice. Nobody has. What the hell is it? Is it man-made? Is it man-tinkered with? Or is it a brand new novel virus that just decides to hit us every few months? It's flipping June. And I'm having patients have flu-like symptoms. A virus like this should not be affecting us in the summer. But it is. That's what this virus does. I think last summer I got COVID. That sucked. I mean, that, you know, summertime, you know, you go out in the sun, you're supposed to be around people, enjoying yourself. You're not supposed to be sick with your blankets and your hot cocoa and your tea and your thermometer in your mouth. That's a look for the winter. So we have a virus that just keeps outsmarting us. It's outsmarting our vaccines. It's outsmarting our natural immunity. It's outsmarting our NIH. It's outsmarting our CDC. It's outsmarting everything. And meanwhile, the CDC is saying, well, get your vaccines, get your boosters. The average American does not want to get a shot three times a year. Especially when they feel bad afterwards. I mean, I'm going to have another mammogram. I don't know if I'm going to get my booster. That put off my mammogram for a month. They say don't put off your mammogram if you really need to get it done. But they also say if it's your screening mammogram and you don't have issues, try to do your vaccine after your mammogram or wait a month. I just don't know if I want to do that again. So I'm not surprised that the CDC is telling us, look, we don't have a lot of enthusiasm for boosters. I do have some patients that get their boosters. They think it protects them. They feel fine with it. Like the flu shot, knock on wood, I don't have an issue when I get my flu shot. So I love getting my yearly flu shot. But I would recommend you guys, if you do get your vaccine, maybe don't do it in the left arm like I did. I had chest pain and left arm pain for a month. Now, mind you, cardiac issues could also affect the right. But I was freaking out the whole time that I was having cardiac issues. So if you do get a vaccine, I know a lot of us are right-handed, so we try to avoid the right side. I would maybe do it on the right, because otherwise you're going to be really, really panicking that you're having a cardiac event. And if you do have pain, chest pain or anything, you still should get it checked out. Now, if hospitalization risk is lower, that's fantastic. Hospitalization risk is right now at about 20% of U.S. adults who've received a booster dose. That means some people are still getting hospitalized with COVID. We're still having about, what, 500 deaths a day? Is it for COVID? But we're doing better. So that's the latest. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Former Vice President Mike Pence has filed the paperwork to become a candidate for president. The filing with the Federal Election Commission comes as Pence is expected to make the official announcement on Wednesday. NBC News is reporting that New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu has decided not to run for the Republican presidential nomination. The grand jury in the classified documents allegations against former President Trump has looked at evidence and heard from witnesses today. President Biden will visit the newly named Fort Liberty in North Carolina this week. Fort Liberty was, until last week, named Fort Bragg. Shipping traffic is at a standstill at the biggest terminal at the port of Long Beach, California, as daily workers have not shown up. No trucks are coming in or out of Terminal A. Ports and workers have been locked in an unofficial dispute over wages, safety, automation, and pension benefits. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So you're going to hear a term called gaslighting or medical gaslighting. And people have been talking about getting medically gaslighted, and they're frustrated by it. Now, I guess what gaslight means is you not being taken seriously, or being accused of it all being in your head. I think it came from a term from a movie that Ingrid Bergman was in decades ago, where her husband wanted to get her inheritance by having her institutionalized and thinking that she was going crazy, but he was doing things around the house, like messing with the gas lights, to make her think it was all in her head. So medical gaslighting is something that many people are concerned about, where they tell a doctor their symptoms and the doctor blows it off, only for them later to go to another doctor and be diagnosed with heart disease or cancer. And no patient should be getting blown off. Nobody should be. But I think I see what's been going on. And unfortunately, there are certain groups, minorities, women, who seem to be gaslighted more than others. And we keep hearing time and time again that you'll have a husband and a wife. One will get one treatment, the other will get another treatment, because of some inherent bias that, well, it might be more gynecological or more anxiety or a globus hystericus or something like that. And so doctors need to be very careful. But there's another sort of issue at play. So I loved the time frame when I was trained in. When I was trained, we had to learn to diagnose without necessarily having a CT or MRI. Even though there were CTs and MRI technology was being used, our attendings were tough on us. And they were like, you give me a diagnosis before you do the scan. You should be able to diagnose a person with appendicitis and just use the scan as a confirmation. And so we had to basically diagnose before we could use the scan. Nowadays, students, they get the scan and the diagnosis is right there for them. But you need to be able to diagnose before having the imaging, and that makes you use all your tools in your brain, and I think it's the best way to train. The other reason why I'm very grateful for training in the 90s and then practicing in the early 2000s is because we went on the hunt. When a patient came in and said, I think I have cancer, we weren't necessarily restricted with Obamacare and a lot of the rules, the saving money. We were able to try to hunt it down, and we found a lot of things that patients had. And I am very, very grateful for all the tools I was able to use in medicine to be able to figure out what my patient had. Diagnose bleeds, diagnose strokes, diagnose underlying heart disease, and I think we saved so many lives. The problem is it got expensive. And the amount of healthcare dollars being spent required some sort of intervention from Congress, hence we got Obamacare. Also, doctors got penalized for ordering a CAT scan or ordering a test that ended up coming out normal. So all of a sudden, by the mid-2000s to the late-2000s, doctors are telling me they can't order the test because if it comes out normal, they'll get penalized. They have to save money. So rather than what I got to tell patients, say, look, you think you have something wrong with you? I'm here for you. Remember I told you I had a patient that walked in saying that her palm reader best friend said she had a tumor. She read her palm, and she was told, based on the palm reading, she either had a tumor in her ovary or her colon. But no doctor would take her seriously. She was gaslighted. Would I take her seriously? Because she didn't have insurance. I go, yeah, you want me to order you a colonoscopy? You want me to order you a pelvic ultrasound? We'll do it. If you think you have a tumor, I'm here to listen. Patient was willing to pay for the test. I sent her to the radiology place. She paid for the test. I sent her for colonoscopy. She ended up having a tumor on her ovary. Now, doctors later than me, or then after those years practice, they couldn't do that. And so when a patient said, I think I have cancer, they don't want to get in trouble. They don't want to lose their job. Because remember, a lot of doctors weren't of their own practice. They were hired. And when you're hired, every single thing you do is being counted. So people start to get blown off. So one of the reasons you might be getting blown off, whether it could be an inherent bias, you being female, minority, etc., it could also be they can't go on the hunt anymore. Unless they have a justification to do what you do, to order the test, they may not be able to order it. So a lot of people feel they're getting blown off. Now, a lot of people also feel they get blown off because they want an antibiotic. They think they have strep, they think they have pneumonia, or they have a bronchitis, and they want to treat that bronchitis with an antibiotic, and they're not getting the antibiotics online. Again, doctors are being very restricted with what we're allowed to do because of all the antibiotic resistance. It was a free-for-all. We could give antibiotics for bronchitis. We could run tests. We could do whatever. Patients got spoiled. Now, somebody says they have bronchitis, it's being questioned. And they're being told, you probably don't need an antibiotic for that. If you don't have pneumonia, we're not going to give you an antibiotic. And so people are feeling gaslighted. So some of you are right in that you're being blown off and you shouldn't be. Some of you are misinterpreting it as a blow-off. So what do you do? Well, what you do is you make sure that medical provider explains to you why it's a no. So let's say you're having headaches. You've been having headaches for a while, and you want to make sure you have a brain tumor. And you ask, can I get a CAT scan? And they say no. Just ask them why. Say, you know, what is it? How do I know I'm not walking around with a tumor or something more serious? Let them teach you. And if you aren't convinced with their answer, or you don't think that answer is in your best interest, ask them to refer you to a headache specialist. Say, look, I understand you don't want to order a bunch of tests. There's radiation. There's money involved. Can you at least send me to a headache specialist? I am just suffering from headaches, and I don't want to suffer from these anymore, and I don't want to take pills to control the pain. That should at least get you into a specialist, and then if that specialist thinks they need to order the test, they will. Seems like an extra step or two, but if the average primary care physician or nurse practitioner or PA is now constricted and restricted in what they're allowed to order or do, ask to see the specialist. Same thing with antibiotics. If you really think you need an antibiotic, but the over-the-phone doctor can't give it to you, then go in and get tested. If you test positive for strep, then they could give it to you. But if you aren't positive for a bacterial infection, they're not gaslighting you. They're just doing good medicine. So as we become more socialized, and we're trying to fight it, I do not want us to have a socialized medical system, but we're moving that way. For those of you who have been spoiled that have been able to get any test you wanted, it's changing. And please be careful accusing a doctor of doing it as a bias. All right? If they can't order a test, just ask them why. You know, is it antibiotic stewardship? Is it a money issue? Is it that the insurance won't pay? And then if not, what's the other option? If you can't have the test, what's another option? Is it seeing a specialist? You know, people will say, well, I could just keep going back to the doctor. The problem is the average medical provider only has an appointment for you every few months. If you think you have something serious, you're going to have to be your own advocate. You're going to have to ask. Now, for those of us women who have been accused of something being gynecological, you know, if you have right lower pelvic pain, it still could be an appendix. It's going to be on you to ask, look, how do I know it's not gynecological? You know, what other body parts do I have besides gynecological organs? Do I have an appendix? How do I know it's not the appendix? How do I know I'm not passing a kidney stone? How do I know I'm not having a renal tumor? Have that medical provider teach you. You don't have to put them on the defensive. Just say, teach me. I don't want to be the person that finds out I've had cancer this whole time. How do I know it's not a tumor? Please walk me through it. And if they don't, if they don't want to spend the time, find a new provider. It's not worth it. Your life, you only have one life to live. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so this is crushing. We're being told that suicide, self-harm, depression, and anxiety rates are rising among U.S. kids. And what I've seen with patients calling in to telemedicine is so many of these kids are on antidepressants or anti-anxiety medication or ADD medication. And I am blown away at how many kids are suffering from this. And the U.S. Surgeon General has called this an urgent public health crisis. There's a devastating decline in the mental health of kids across the country. Could have been COVID, could have been the lockdowns. Is it just our frame of reference? But according to the CDC, the rates of suicide, self-harm, anxiety, and depression are up among adolescents. And this is a trend that began even before the pandemic. They say in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, there was a community trying to help its kids navigate a mental health crisis, as Wisconsin was the fifth highest increase, had the fifth highest increase of adolescent self-harm and attempted suicide in the country. Rates have doubled since before the pandemic. In the ER at Children's Hospital in Milwaukee, doctors like Michelle Pickett are seeing more kids desperate for mental health help. Dr. Michelle Pickett was interviewed by this one piece by CBS News and talked to us about how she's worked at the ER for 10 years and that she's seen kids that are struggling. And the average wait time to get an appointment with a therapist is 48 days. For an adult, for children, it's even longer. Now, fortunately, with telemedicine, you could get somebody online. But, you know, what is going on here? What are these kids dealing with or not able to deal with that we did? Now, I think many children, in the olden days did probably consider suicide. I think there has always been suicide. There's always been depression and anxiety. But kids might have taken it out in other ways. They might have bullied others. They might have eaten. They might have done self-harm. So one theory is we're more aware. And we're quicker to diagnose it. When you have somebody who say, oh, I've never had depression or anxiety as a kid. Well, did you see a medical provider? Were you diagnosed? I mean, when I grew up, we hardly saw the doctor. I mean, I remember having to go in when I had an ear infection or go in for my vaccines. But for the most part, we didn't go to the doctor a lot. I remember getting pink eye drops once. Not really often. We didn't go to the doctor often. It was expensive. So if anybody in our family did suffer from anxiety or depression, would they have even gotten diagnosed? If you're never going to the medical provider, you probably wouldn't get diagnosed. Just like my father. My father, was one of the healthiest men before he died. But he wasn't healthy. He just didn't go to the doctor and didn't get any diagnoses. So there's that issue. Another issue is kids are seeing that there's options. They're online. You hear somebody decided to, they're learning how to take their life. They're seeing how there's ways to do it. And so when they do struggle, they have other options that they have learned of that they pursue. Another is it's a different world where when I was growing up, the possibilities were endless. Couldn't wait to move out of the house. The second I moved out of the house, I could make my own rules. I could do my own thing. I can, try to get through college, work multiple jobs, support myself, and I was just excited to do it all. Now, many kids, they aren't really excited. They can't be excited about the future. Or they think they've seen the future. When we're told that AI is taking away people's jobs, I think there was a content writer who lost a bunch of his clients because they've been using ChatGPT instead. These kids thinking, well, I'm going to have a job, I'm going to make money, I'm going to have a house, I'm going to have a car. But they're seeing that their job is going to be taken over. They see people losing jobs. They see what their parents are going through. You're not going to have a job and then work there and then get a pension and have time for vacation. They're seeing their parents jump jobs or getting locked down or losing their job. And so maybe kids want to have some stability, and they're not getting that stability. I mean, I went to 12 schools. My folks moved a lot, so I'm blown away at being able to be in the house that we've had now for a few years. But for other individuals who have the stability and then after the lockdown or COVID they didn't, it's an adjustment. Moves are stressful. Plus, a lot of their friends that they thought that they had, they don't see. You know, the concept of growing up with somebody, like the Stand By Me kids or having kids on your neighborhood that you grow up with, that's starting to become less of a reality. So you have a lot of these individuals that don't have long-term friendships or they don't know how to make long-term friendships. When I talk to kids about, you know, their friends, many of them, they don't have a lot of friends. They don't even want to start making new friends. And it's a different childhood. It's a different form of adolescence. You know, I wonder, again, this is not the top theory, but a lot of these kids, they don't have periods. Their doctors have stopped their period for them, so they don't have a period. And maybe they'll have only a couple periods a year. I wonder if that affects their moods. Because I've had patients that say they feel better after they finally have a period. But when they go for months without having one, they don't feel right. Maybe that's a part of it. Maybe we're doing a lot with hormones. Maybe it's also what we eat. You know, when I eat healthy, I feel better. But if I eat like crap, I feel like crap. Are we getting our vegetables in? Or are these kids just on processed foods? Maybe the reason why suicide's up and anxiety and depression's up is because their fuel, what they're putting in their body, is crap. And then when you look and see what everybody else is doing, it all looks like their lives are exotic. You know, they have the newest clothes, they have the best makeup, they make the best pictures, they seem to have the most fun dates. No, the average person posting things online is putting what they want to put out there. Their best dress, the way they look. You know, we took a flight, we went to Israel, but what a lot of people don't realize is this was a flight that we had 3 years ago. We had credits and miles and all that. You know, we tried to save money, I'm not going to sit there and show you how I tried to figure out how to maybe use the credit card to get the most out of the exchange. I'm just going to post a picture. I'm not going to, you know, worry you guys about all the things and how we stress out with finances. We made the trip short. Many people who would do a trip like that would take 2 weeks. We couldn't afford to do that. We were there for 7 days. It was about a 9-day trip, 10-day trip because of travel. But we cut it short. Did we post that? Did we post we were worried that we had to work and one of our kids at summer school? No, we don't do that. We just post we went on this trip. It was a great trip. This is what we ate. You know, do we post that we had, you know, food poisoning? No, we don't post that stuff. Now, do I ever post a picture with me without makeup on? No. So, you know, people are surrounded by false advertising. All their friends look like they should know because they should see their friends at a sleepover without makeup. But everybody thinks that life is better on the other side. And also, one person brought up, are we giving these kids too many choices? Are we stressing kids out by asking them to choose if they want to be a boy or girl? Are we stressing them out, having them make choices that they may not be ready to make? All I know is we're doing something wrong if we have so much higher suicide, self-harm, depression, anxiety rates right now. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.